To get this out of the way, I've experienced playing Dota 2, League of Legends, and especially Counter-Strike, but it didn't make me interested why I like it. It just tells me why people like these games in the competitive scene in 2014. So yes, I probably think about how gameplay works a little differently now. In 2014, I started to look deeper in what video games can offer, how games that I experience change my perspective on why that genre is interesting and fun, such as MOBA games. This isn't about the hottest AAA games with the big guns. No, it's about the games that teaches me how to play the game, how to be smart, how to dodge death in a most rewarding way no matter what the games they are. However, these games may could be the ones that I had the most fun with, or the ones that I played less of, but they are the ones that have most affected me. They have probably made me angry and happy, and it represents why I love video games, why video games matter more way back in 2014. Number 10 is Demon's Souls and Dark Souls. In 2014, I never played hard games that made me use my brains to get away with death. However, I died so many times in both Demon's Souls and Dark Souls. I didn't manage to get all the way through it, but I managed to capture enough what it was so compelling about the first two games that keep me engaged for a very long, long period of time. Number 9 is Duke Nukem 3D. Playing Duke Nukem 3D is a good way to get a good feel on why FPS in the mid-90s was a lot more fun than the modern day shooters of today. Number 8 is Half-Life. Half-Life is another classic shooter mixed with horror that has dynamic gameplay and awesome storyline that makes me want to go back and play the original Half-Life on the PC again and again. Number 7 is Spelunky. Since Dark Souls taught me how to be smart, Spelunky is another video game that teaches me how to be careful and knowing how to not make mistakes that could be my fault. Time and time again, I failed, yet I enjoy the difficulty of playing this game, even though this game doesn't seem that hard at all. Yet I enjoy playing this game way back in 2014. Number 6 is Portal on a PC. Portal is a classic puzzle game that really makes me not want to be stupid. It makes me really smart how to navigate, how to solve puzzles when playing this game. It really gave me the chills when I'm alone in an empty corridor halls, isolated and alone. Number 5, 1001 Spikes. 1001 Spikes is another one of those brutal 2D platformers that seems to have a lot of fun with bonus rewards that will give you a good feeling unless you go through the finish line and not die so many times. Number 4, Hotline Miami on the PC. I feel like I have been playing a lot of hard games of that year in 2014. Hotline Miami controls was sometimes difficult to play on the mouse, although on a 360 controller it was much better, more fun, and when you complete the levels, it will grant you rewards that will make you feel like you've gone through hell with blood, sweat, and tears. But still, it's a fun game to play. Number 3, Pokemon Yellow and Silver on the Game Boy Color. To be honest, it was fun, it's great, and it was a time where I completed it in 2014, so it was fun. Number 2 is Garry's Mod. Garry's Mod is such a great game. It is the greatest of all time of the century. It's so fun. You can get all the mods you can get, make it into a Call of Duty clone. You can have fun with it. It is the best game from 2014, and I'm still playing it as of today. And number 1 is Hatsune Miku Project Diva F on a PS Vita. Hatsune Miku Project Diva F on the PS Vita is one of my favorite games of all time in 2014. It was one of the games that truly helped me overcome high school in my senior year. It was one of the games that I played in the morning, at lunch, and when I just get home from the bus. I play it every single day. I tap on the screen, tap on the buttons really hard, trying to complete with no distractions. And it was such a fun game that I will include that in the games that I love in 2014.